guys, welcome to another episode of Cigar Chat, brought to you live on CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world in the Armed Forces Radio Network. Now brought to you by Gurkha Cigars. Title sponsorship of Cigar Chat now is Gurkha Cigars, so you're going to hear that a little bit more often. One of these days I'll figure out exactly how I want to say it on the intro, because I'm so used to my intro, Logan, after having done it for like 3 years. Now try it with
3 years, really? Five.
Well, 3 years since we've been on the Armed Forces Radio Network.
Yeah, that's true.
So I've gotten really into the habit of saying that. So anyway, that's the new news here. Robbie Raz here with you from Cigar Federation. I feel like we haven't done a show in like forever.
That's true.
You guys were on last week with with Chris and Kyle, and
we were.
And I heard John told the story about how our drinks got poisoned.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, dude, I didn't know that, man, that you got anally violated. I'm sorry for that, bro.
Well, there wasn't any bodily violation. But it was funky, man. I've had issues from eating food that's bad, mm-hmm. and I've had issues from drinking too much, and this was neither. So I don't know what happened, but I was out of commission for a while.
I'm sorry, man. That sucks.
It happens, you know. That's why if you go and look at some of our IPCPR coverage, you'll notice there's about five or six interviews that John did. That's because I was back at the hotel room, but that's neither here nor there. We managed to survive. How's everything going in Texas?
Well, Rob, everything's wonderful. For our esteemed listeners out there, I'm going to go ahead and give them a little bit of advice that I have learned recently from my wife. And it's more of a kind of a cautionary tale. We own our house or whatever. And I made the comment, a couple weeks ago that, man, it would be wonderful if, we could move, because we kind of live on the suburbs of Austin anyways, but move out maybe another 15 miles, get a couple of acres, get some chickens, overlook a nice hill country view, that kind of stuff. And then just keep our current house because it's appreciated so much and rent it out. And it was just a passing comment. Like, it was just made in passing. Like,
no such thing.
Yeah, well, I know that. Made in passing, and it was just like, ooh, this could be financially a very good idea because I could pay off this mortgage and then somebody else will pay this one and I get the money. This would be great. And needless to say, today before Cigar Chat, we were out looking at houses. So, cautionary tale. Watch what you say in front of your wife, even if you're just saying it. Because you're like, your mind's wondering, just be careful what you say.
Dude, that'd be fun though. With Callaway, she's how old is she now? She two?
Two. She just turned two.
And having like little chickens and rabbits and stuff for her to chase around, that'd be fun, man.
Dude, I know. It will be cool. Like, I'll tell you this and you won't believe it, but like the neighborhoods, it's like a gated, it's pretty nice. Like everyone's on a 1 or 2 acre lot and there's not that many houses and it's really wooded. Like if you drove past it, you wouldn't even see it. But basically, dude, it's gated, and I don't know if they've got deer inside of the gated community part, but, dude, like, there's deers literally laying down in people's front yards just eating grass and chilling. And I'm not talking about one deer. I'm talking about probably saw 50 deer.
That's cool until it's your yard, and they're eating everything.
No, I know. That's what I told Allie. Allie's like, wouldn't that be cool? I have a deer come up. I go, no, that's why we own guns. Like, we would be blasted these things.
Dinner.
But like it is cool. Yeah, I'm like, dinner? I can't pay the two mortgages. Dinner. Yeah, but
all else fails.
I don't know, man. It was cool.
Grow some carrots and shoot some deer. We're having venison again.
Yeah, dude. There's nothing wrong with venison, man. I'll tell you that. But yeah, so that's what we did. But no, it was cool. I mean, it would be cool, man. Like, it's just like a whole new world. Like, I'm very used to like the suburbs and it's like I got my water and I got my sewage and all this. Like, this is a well. I'm on a well. And then I'm also on a septic. So, like, I mean, if the world goes tits up, like, Logan will still be rocking.
Well, I know where I'm going when the zombie apocalypse comes.
We already talked about this. Jared's flying up a twin-engine Cessna, picking me up, and we're going to my parents' house.
Just hang a left.
Put my brother on top of the bar. Dude, that's a big left, dog.
Hang a quick left, swoop around. We could do that thing.
Pick you up.
Could do that thing like in Batman where I let the balloon thing go. You don't even have to land. Just kind of grab the balloon as we go by and just reel us in.
kind of like how they did in Apollo 13. They just slingshot it around the moon real quick, just real quick, just drop down, pick you up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't know if that's good. I actually just watched Apollo 13 is one of the movies I have on in the background while I'm working. Before we get any further, great movie. Before we get any further off target, I'll let the audience know that our first segment is brought to us by Cigar Oasis. You guys know Cigar Oasis, the leading. I'm reading this because I actually have to read this. John's better at this one than I am. Cigar Oasis is the leader in cigar humidification. Are your cigars safe? Set it and forget it with Cigar Oasis. You can check out all their different offerings at CigarOasis.com. I actually just got one of the smaller. I've got the Magna in my cabinet, but I got a smaller one for my cooler. And I don't know if they open. What's that? What'd you say?
No, I have an XL for my cabinet, and then in my cooler door. Well, cooler door number one of two. Yeah. I do have a small. What are they? Like just a two or an XL or whatever it is.
I think the one I've got is the XL, and it's got that kind of thin ribbon, so you can still close it and plug it in. That thing's pretty sweet. Yeah, I've just had beads, like little bags of beads in there before, and that worked for a while, but there's a lot of cigars in there. You can fit a ton of cigars in a cooler, and just having that the Cigar Oasis, I don't have to worry about it, so that makes life so much better. And, I've got my buddy Dave, who comes – he checks out Cigar Chat every now and again. The Muffin Man, you called him.
The Muffin Man, dude.
Yeah, he's new to cigars, so he was talking about, man, I want to get this. What do you think about this humidor? What do you think about this humidor? And I was like, dude, just get a cooler. I could get this really nice humidor, and like, well, yeah, or you could spend $40 and buy a cooler, and then take all that extra money and buy cigars. Just get a cooler, dude. And I said, the problem is you're just going to fill it up really fast. It's like, oh, I'm never going to fill it up. Like,
I think I've said that like 8 times. I need to buy another cabinet at this point.
Yeah, it's so cute that you think you're not going to fill that up.
It's
so cute. Yeah,
trust me, you'll do it.
So we're just doing kind of a Logan and Rob show. We had a guest booked for this week, but there was some family emergencies. So we're just kind of hanging out, and we don't really have a whole lot to talk about. So post your questions if you're watching.
We actually got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, but it's not about cigars.
No, I know that.
So we can talk about cigars real quick. I think this might be the first time on the show where I'm smoking and you're not.
No, I'm smoking.
Oh, are you? Okay. It's just your video.
That's kind of like saying, is the sun going to come up tomorrow? And the Aztecs kill someone every day to make sure the sun rises? Like, it's a given, man. It's like, the world goes round, north and south, east and west. It always is, man.
And Logan's got a cigar, yeah. But I'm actually smoking the new Gurkha Heritage Maduro. And this was an IPCPR release, just came out. And in the Toro size, which is damn near a Churchill. It's a 6.5 by 52, so this is a pretty good size cigar. And my experience with Gurkha is pretty limited. I mean, I've smoked a handful of things. I smoked some stuff back in the day. At the Centurion, I always remember the Centurion because it was that Figurado or Double Perfecto or whatever the hell it was. I remember liking those back in the day, but I haven't smoked one of those in a while. So working our way through some of these IPCPR samples. I haven't smoked the Natural, but the Maduro's pretty good. It's spicy, although we're getting to the middle portion here, so the spice has kind of calmed down. Some earth, and it's a bit on the sweet side. But I do like it, and it's got the San Andreas Maduro wrapper on it. So that's about all the cigar talk that I've got. I smoked a cigar on vacation.
Whoa.
Which never happens. So for those – I smoked a Fuente Rosado, and it was quite tasty.
Quite odd choice, but okay.
It was Friday. It was Fuente Friday. No, I met up with some guys up in Portland with, Ed Ryan.
Oh, yeah, he's the rep for, like, four or five different companies.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, for a bunch of companies in the Northwest. And a guy I know from the Cigar.com forums named Dennis. And Mark, who most people know him as BMW Mark, showed up. And we all kind of hung out. And Mark brought Fuentes for everybody. And he even brought me a little, like, a five-pack of cigars just as a thank you, I guess. Or just like a hey, because this is the first time we met in person. It's kind of like, hey, nice to meet you. And it was like legit stuff. Like he hooked me up with a, there was an Opus in there, and There's a Cuban Diplomatico in there and a couple other things. Big Delicious, which I've never smoked, but I love that name.
And, yeah, that's a trash cigar.
Is it? You don't like it?
Oh, my God. It's horrible. You're talking about the Room 101 that they did for Smoke In?
For Smoke In, yeah.
Oh, dude, it's garbage.
Oh, it's a great name.
No, absolutely. It's a wonderful name, but doesn't mean it's not trash.
It always reminds me of, man, who was the comic that did that? I think it was Cedric the Entertainer when he was doing his stand-up. And it was on Kings of Comedy, I think. And he was talking about, he knew a guy named Delicious.
Oh, dude.
And he's like, I'm a grown-ass man, dog. I'm not going to call you Delicious. I don't know. It's funnier when he does it, obviously.
Big Delicious.
Yeah, that's a great name. But anyway, thanks to Mark for that. That was nice. So yeah, normally when I go on vacation, I'm with my wife and I'm not with anybody else who smokes cigars. So taking the time out to go to a shop and be there for about an hour and a half. And Dana's not, she's not the kind of, she doesn't really like.
I have a feeling she didn't tag along to the shop, did she?
No, we went to a place called the Green Dragon. And if you're familiar with your Lord of the Rings, that's the bar that the Hobbits drank at. And they had like 50 beers. They had like 50 beers on tap. You don't know Lord of the Rings?
Three of them. That's like 10 hours of cinema. Like, I don't remember one obscure bar the Hobbits went to.
Well, it's okay. It's from the beginning. Anyway, if you watch the
like you should know.
If you watch the director's cut, it's like 12 hours, which is also one of my work movies that I put on in the background. But anyway, so we went for lunch at the Green Dragon, had a couple beers, and. They have a patio where you can smoke, so it was kind of nice. But I just hung out, and it was like 90 degrees. Portland's awesome, dude. I want to move. I really do.
Man, here's the deal. I'll let you guys move down to Austin, Texas, and you can pay me a nice price on my old house and rent it out. It's got a pool, all types of nice stuff. You know the landlord is not a complete jerk, and I'll move into this other house. How about that?
We'll talk offline. And where are we going to start the brewery, though? That's the question. What's the craft beer scene like in Austin? I imagine it's probably pretty good.
It's pretty good. I mean, there's not as many breweries as, like, I mean, and I'm not really in the craft beer scene. I'm just telling you what I've heard and regurgitated. Mm-hmm. Like, there are some places, and, like, but they're kind of, like, Boulevard-esque. Like, but granted, they're not as old. But, like, there's Jester King, but that's gotten pretty big. And then there's, like, Live Oak. And like a few that are like everywhere in Austin, but there's not like a craft beer like mecca. It's more like tech, startup, entrepreneurial type shit that's big in Austin. Not necessarily like the craft beer type like market, I guess. Okay. Does that make sense? Like you don't come to Austin to start craft beers. Like, I don't know, but yeah, dude. But I was gonna tell you, this is why this is important. Is that the property can be zoned partially commercial. So we could build a shed in the back and have a brewery / coffee roastery. And it'd be 100% legit.
I do like legit.
Dude, I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you. Like, I'm researching this house. If I'm going to do it, man, I'm going to do it right.
All right. We'll start growing tobacco on your grandmother's land, too.
Hey, dude, I'm telling you, Logan's Lajero, man. You never tasted a leaf finer.
Oh, God.
The Logie Lajero.
That sounds awful. What are you smoking?
Dude, you know how I get, man. Mm-hmm. It's like when I find a cigar that I like, I just rage on it. Rage. And I recently got a box, 15-count box, of the Illusion Singulare Phantom. I'll call it the 2016 release. Has not been released since 2010. Mm-hmm. And, oh, baby.
It's not good.
It's wonderful. Like, I smoked the one. So I was lucky enough to smoke one of the 2010s that Stefan gave to me. Thank you, Stefan. And, dude, for being that cigar being, like, 5 years old, was still super strong, packed full of flavor, pepper. Like, it was just freaking phenomenal. And this one, I can't say it's the exact same because it doesn't have the age on it. It's a little bit different. Still pretty close. And it's just Oh my God, dude. Like, I'm talking about raging, like waking and baking with this cigar because I can't get the dank tabernacle.
So yeah, that Phantom, like that's a regular release now, right?
Well, at least for the next 2 years, it is.
You copy that. Yeah, I bought a 5-pack from the store, and I got a nice little handwritten note in there.
That ish. You did? What did old Sam have to say?
I don't know. Thanks for your order. You're awesome. Something like that.
Yeah.
Words of encouragement.
Dude, that's all it's about, man.
So,
but I'm just really glad your order shipped correctly, because that has been a reoccurring issue lately. I won't get into it, but I'm glad your order arrived intact and.
Oh, it was correct. Yeah, it was quick and intact.
Thank you.
I bought something else fairly recently.
You bought some Tiger Kitties.
Yeah, I did. Those arrived. Those actually got here faster. actually, I don't know. I was gone when these arrived, so I don't know why I said that. Maybe it's because I was gone, and so it seemed like it took longer. It wasn't your fault. But this is the same blend, if memory serves, that was used in the H-Town Lancero, correct?
Yes, like that was the cigar Prive. I don't do all these fancy names, but yes, it was supposed to be the same blend. Even though when I look at it, though, that I remember that cigar being darker, having a darker wrapper on it. But I could be wrong. But this Phantom is.
We're talking about two different Lanceros. I'm talking about the one from Stogie's. The H-Town.
It had Prive. It was Illusion Prive, which is Prive.
Oh, you know what? You might be right. Yeah,
I know I'm right. And it's supposed to be the same blend, but I remember it being a little bit different. It was still wonderful. But like, and I think it's probably just because it's a smaller Vitola. But this is, I mean, I asked Dion at the show, and I was like, and I think I actually taught Dion something. Like, and I'm totally going to, Dion, if you're watching, which I know you're not because you don't like listen to these kind of things, but I'm totally going to claim credit for something. So I asked him, I go, how close is this to the same? I was like, you know, a lot of people have gotten a lot of crap, you know, because they, no offense, John Huber, you know, Los Calaveras 2014 and then La Mission. And people just made this whole big comparison. It's like, whatever. So basically, you know, a lot of people get crap for that where it's like, oh, it's supposed to be one and done and all this kind of stuff. And he's like, it was never one and done. He's like, but the tobacco was like one and done at that point. They just started growing it a couple years ago. And I said, how close is it? And he's like, well, it's close. Like, he's like, obviously there's seed differences. I was like, so basically it's the same recipe, but the tomatoes are a little like maybe a little bit redder or something. And he's like, yeah, that's a really good way to put that. And I was like, yes, I taught Dion something.
Well, I'm going to bring it back to, John Huber, cause that's who you brought it up. That's the way that he talked about La Michonne. He said it was it's the same recipe. That was the exact verbiage that he used.
Yeah. So, I mean, I told Dion that. I taught Dion that phrase.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm sure he remembers that vividly.
I doubt it.
Let's see. We do have some audience questions. Okay, you know what? What the hell? We'll make this the total ad segment. And actually, I'll just jump in since we're kind of we're jumping into our second segment here. Remind the audience, you're listening to Cigar Chat brought to you live on CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world, the Armed Forces Radio Network, brought to you by Gurkha Cigars. This next segment is brought to you by Gurkha Cigars. And I've got some verbiage here for that too. Gurkha Cigars manufactures the world's finest cigars. Try the new 93 rated Heritage today at your local B&M. If you don't have your local B&M, you can pick it up somewhere else. But I am smoking the Heritage Maduro, and it's pretty good, man. It's, it's not going to knock your socks off like the best cigar you've ever had, but I think Gurkha gets a bad rap. But like I said, I don't smoke a ton of it. But this is surprising me as far as how good it is. And Logan, I know you haven't had a chance to smoke these yet, but we'll make sure that we get some of those into your hands. And let's see. We've got here's a question from Jeff Madre. And this one's mainly for you, Logan. Are you ready?
Of course it is. Sure.
Jeff wants to know, do you have any sneak peeks on brands that are coming to the Sig Fed store that haven't arrived yet? Or, like, they want to peek behind the curtain.
Like, let me just say this. Is that Daddy, aka Logan, if there's anything worthwhile being that was new, that was picked up at the trade show that's new, we're going to have it.
Okay.
Pretty much everything. I mean, honestly, like everything. Like, I mean, name a cigar. I can't play this game where you say, like, what's coming, because there's so much. I can't even keep it straight.
It's true.
Like,
there's a
name a cigar. Name a cigar, and I'll tell you. Like,
well, you've got the Tabernacle in, or the Tabernacle's gone already, right? You already sold through.
Well, yeah, dude, that was like totally a C tease. Like, it was like, oh, here's five boxes. I'm like, I don't even want to, like, what's the point of even sending an email about this? Because it's going like, it's out in like 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, we got all the new Illusion stuff. Like, you know, got.
Did that all sell out?
Pretty much. Like, it was most of the order, and it was a sizable order, but like, yeah, I mean, most of it, I mean, there's still a few, like, there's some things that sold better than this stuff. I don't think a lot of the stuff's well, but the freaking Phantoms, like, I think we're almost out of those. Like, we haven't gotten the new Rothschild Connecticut or the Gigante Connecticut, because that just hadn't came out yet. But yeah, dude, I mean, we got the ECCJ, it's been selling. Like, yeah, I mean, just got in the new My Kierta, My Hooker, today. My sweet piece, side piece, got that in today.
That's a good
And the Short Churchill. Sold out all that crap.
Have you smoked that yet? The Short Churchill?
Yes, and it was pretty phenomenal.
So it's different. I mean, it's pretty much different than the regular Sotomayor.
I thought it was.
Well, I mean, Steve said it was. He says it's, I mean, the strength is definitely ramped up in it.
It's way stronger than the regular Sober Mesa.
Yeah, I haven't smoked it yet. I'm curious, though. When he says,
I don't think it's so overwhelming that you wouldn't like it. It's not like that.
No, and the way that he was kind of positioning it is he's running out of his Dirty Rats, which he smokes every day. So this was his way of kind of
trying. Hold on, 1 second. How long has he been gone from Drew Estate?
A while. Three years. 3 years.
Like 3 years. 3 years at this trade show. So let me just get this straight. He's had, and Steve smokes a ton. I smoke a ton of cigars. Steve probably smokes 2x what I smoke a day. And he's been just chiefing a minimum, let's say one a day. That's just minimum.
I think that's what he's been smoking. He said, you did not watch our ICPR interview.
I did not.
thank you. You're welcome. I appreciate it. He smokes a Dirty Rat every morning with breakfast. Or before breakfast, or whatever. And he says he only has 30 boxes left. So, and they're 10-count boxes, so he's only got a year's supply left. Less than a year. So he had to come up with something to replace that, because he says, I'm not going to pay market value for those things, because they get pricey. So he probably left, if I had to guess.
I'm doing the math right now.
Yeah, do the cigar math.
I'm doing it right now. Hold on. So basically, smoked for 3 years, 365 days. That's 1,095 cigars. Plus, he has another, you said 30 boxes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's do another 300 cigars. So that means when he departed Drew Estate, he approximately had, let's just call it, 1,400 Dirty Rats in his possession. And those retail, assuming they're not discounted and any of that, they retail for $14 a pop. That means he departed Drew Estate with almost $20,000 worth of Dirty Rats.
Yeah, I mean that's I don't know that for a fact, but I know that he says that he smokes one every morning, so you can do the math and figure it out.
All I gotta say is it must be good to be Steve freaking Saka, man.
Yeah, he's doing well, but yeah, the Mi Kierta is.
You asked the question. Have you smoked it? I have. I smoked it
the
in
short
the
Churchill of the Sober Mesa.
No, I smoked the Sober Mesa and the Short Churchill. It was good, but I smoked the Mighty Kierta first in a 56, because there's a 6x56,
mm-hmm.
And yikes.
That's the one that I smoked and I reviewed.
It was not that good. The 56. I know we talked about this already, but like, not you and I on air, but you and I talked about it. Like, the one I had was just, like, you know when you have a cigar that's like good, but it's just in a way too big of a ring gauge? Like, it was like a big ball of air. It wasn't doing it for me. But then I smoked the 52 and really, really, really dug it. And I bought the Fino Largo, which I think it's like a 648. I bought a box today. And it's good.
Okay. So that's the 6x42. Is that what you just said?
I think it's 48. I think actually.
I thought it was close to a. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
Hell, I probably freaking did it wrong. Anyways, yeah, keep talking. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll look.
Yeah, I did the 6x56, and it's a damn good cigar. I haven't smoked any of the other sizes, but I would like to. I might have to get in on that and pick up a few from the different sizes.
No, yeah, the Fino Largo is a 6x48, the Ancho Corto 5x52, the Ancho Largo 6x52, and the Donkey is 6x56.
Yeah, that's so okay. So the one that I smoked was the biggest. And, you know, I mean, I don't seek out larger ring gauges, but they don't really bother me. You know what I mean?
I have an aversion.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's all jokes aside when you start talking about things like that. But, I mean, so I think some cigars actually do well in that size. But
I. No. Like. Well,
yeah, go ahead.
No, I mean, now, like, I mean, there's some cigars you can only smoke in certain, I mean, the only Vitola it comes out with, like the Gigantes, right? Like, it only comes in a, whatever that is, a 656 or whatever. So you, that's the only option. But I would like to hear you say that there is a cigar that actually, if it has a smaller ring gauge option, actually smokes better in a bigger ring gauge than it does a smaller.
Well, like the Muats, I think, smoke in the better in the, like, the 60.
Absolutely not. And the Baitfish, it's way better.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess.
Or the Plus 11, the 5.5x52, I think is what it is.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
You didn't like the Baitfish.
The Baitfish was fine. Is it the same blend?
Money. Yeah, same blend.
Okay, well, then there you go.
Well, I'm not down there, like, monitoring the fucking rollers and butchers, but I think it is.
That's two. You're keeping John busy.
Keeping John busy.
We got to edit this out. 28 minutes.
I said I'm not down there keeping a watch over the rollers. I didn't guess.
Yeah, you did. So you don't even know when you do it.
Oh, man. Sorry, Rob.
That's fine. I just have to write that note. John has to go in and edit it out, not me. So, okay, I'm trying to think of things from IPCPR that I've had a chance to smoke. The one that I smoked the other day, that HVC, and I don't remember what that one was called. But it's their new release, the La Rosa or something like that.
Yeah. I haven't smoked it yet.
That was a good cigar. I actually texted you while I was smoking it.
I know.
And said you need to smoke it. You have to check that out. I know you got a sample of it.
I know, somewhere.
So, yeah, that's the was it some 505 or – hold on. I have to look and see what it is now because I really liked that cigar. And it was,
I smoked the Maduro one, and I thought it was pretty dang good.
Yeah, they're one of those companies that I've seen and I know about them, but I don't know that much about them. The La Rosa 520, which I believe is actually it's a limited edition, and I think it's limited to like 300 boxes, so it's probably not going to be that easy to get. Are you guys going to get HVC in the store?
I'm planning on it. I didn't order it at the show, but I'm planning on getting it.
Well, if you get that one, let me know. I might swoop up on a few of those. But yeah, that's one company that I'm eager to smoke more in, and the Cornelius and Anthony too. I smoked the Cornelius and I liked it. I don't think you liked it.
No, I didn't like any of it. I didn't like the Daddy Mac. I didn't like the original. I didn't like the Meridian. But I smoked the Benghazi. Woo!
Yeah, that's probably
pretty,
one of
pretty good.
Yeah, I can. That's their full power, full strength.
Woo! Wonderful.
I haven't smoked that yet, but I've got it here. I've still got that shooter brought those Romacraft, the Cro-Magnon firecracker.
I didn't think that was that strong.
Yeah, I haven't smoked it yet. I'll have to smoke that, and I'll have to do a member her for something while I'm smoking it, just so people know that I actually did smoke it, and I'm not just saying that I did. That might be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I really, like, I'm not sure who all was saying this. Like, I know Skip is saying this, like, but, like, I'm pretty familiar with the Romacraft offerings, and it was not that strong. I didn't think so.
Yeah, interesting.
I'll have to, but what do I know?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, it's, you know, it's to each his own and everything and all that. I just don't smoke that much Roma Craft. I those original Cro-Mag and Knuckle Draggers, those were the jam. Those I smoked a bunch of those.
Oh man, I could probably go back and look and see how many I purchased, but I mean, we're talking probably in the thousands.
Wow, that many, huh? And Skip still doesn't like you.
But how? It's hard to like me, Rob. Like it's true. It's just an acquired taste. There's no middle ground. It's either you like me, or you just like Passion of the Christ. Like you just want to like just Roman to Jesus. Like just take me out.
I wish we had one of those things where you can record little sound bites and have drops. Because that one,
that would be a good one.
It's hard to like me, Rob. That's perfect. That's the best.
It is true.
That is the best Logan drop that we've had. That was a good one.
Yeah. I don't know, Allie. Every day I thank God that, you know, I found Allie because no one else could put up with my BS.
I've never met your wife.
Saint.
I don't think I've ever actually spoken with her.
Yeah, you have once on Cigar Chat. She came in the room when I was at my my relatives, and she said hi.
Yeah.
But other than that, you've never met her. And I try to keep her away from cigar people because I want her to think I'm like a nice guy. And if she actually met some of the people in the industry and like told funny stories about me and all this, she'd be like, who are you?
Yeah, it wouldn't go over well. But yeah, she must be the most patient woman in the world. So let's see. We've got a few other audience questions here. On wants to know, he says this is a layup question. He says the top three cigars from IPCPR that you've smoked so far.
Three?
Yeah, I'll say the best cigar that I smoked from IPCPR is a Tabernacle. That's
that's a good one.
That's Phantom. Without question. I haven't smoked the Phantom yet. The number two, well, one and 1A would be the Protocol Lancero.
That's still I'm a huge fan of that.
That's still way, way, way up on the top of my list. what else have I smoked from the show? Mi Querida was good. I think there's other stuff that I haven't. Oh, the Warped review that I just did, the Maestro Del Tiempo. That's a really good cigar too. That one's quite good. And that HVC that we just talked about, I haven't done a review of that yet, but I really liked it. And I'm trying to think what else I smoked.
I'm thinking.
Because it's tough. Like we keep a spreadsheet because we've got four or five different guys doing reviews at any one time. And so we try to keep track of who's reviewing what. So if somebody's already got something on their list and
you don't smoke it,
I'm not going to review it unless I'm going to do a group review with them, which the group reviews have been hit or miss. unless I'm going to jump in with that, I tend to smoke whatever is on my list so I can get my reviews kind of, locked up and out of the way. So there's a lot that I want to smoke. There's some things I'm really looking forward to, but we can do that next. So what are your top three?
I mean, honestly, it's hard for me to answer that question. And it's not because I haven't smoked a ton of cigars from IPCPR, because I have. It's because honestly, half of the stuff hasn't even came out yet.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's so many cigars. Like, I mean, just for example, the Cro-Magnon Timeline hasn't released. Like, Esteban Diesla's new cigar, however you say it, hasn't released. Like, the Illusion Gagarista has been very limited release. Like, there's so many. And Illusion's Halt 10, its 10th anniversary, has not been released yet. Like, there's so many cigars that, like, haven't even hit the market yet. And it's hard for me to say, like, here's my top ones without smoking everything, because I know that there's some great cigars that are going to be released. But, I mean, obviously the Tabernacle, I mean, just do yourself a favor and just buy some of those, because holy, it's just such a good cigar. Like, it's just like there's cigars and then there's cigars. Like, well, okay. There's most cigars that we smoke in this day and age aren't bad cigars. Like, they're still quality tobacco. They might not fit your palate, you know, whatever. But there's very rarely that a cigar when I'm smoking it, like, will like give me tingles and like make me happy and like put a smile on my face. That's one of those cigars.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It does give me tingles, and it gives me a good smile on my face too.
It's like when you went to the movie theater, like when you're in eighth grade or seventh grade, and you got your first handful of boobs. It's kind of like that.
It's nothing like that.
It actually is quite a lot like that, because you know you're just got like an S-eaten grin all over your face, and just like, that's me, man.
No, I wouldn't have put it in those terms, but I'm
kind of right though.
It reminds me of the first time that I smoked like a really premium cigar and was like, wow, I want to know more about this stuff. It's like that. It's kind of a wow moment as far as cigars are concerned. It is fantastic. And if you're a fan of the Liga Privada stuff, you're going to love it. Let's see. What else? We'll get into some more of that here in a minute.
Hold on. I'll finish. And then this didn't technically release the show, but it kind of did. The Surrogates Animal Cracker 550 from Tatuaje, or Surrogates/Atelier/Tatuaje, is phenomenal. For $8.50 a smoke, dude, I'm just raging on these things.
What size is that?
Well, they've had the Animal Cracker out in the 660 forever. But that's a donkey, so I can't smoke that. Same blend, but in a Robusto, a 550. Dude, yeah. It is – oh, my God. So good.
Yeah, I need to check that out, because I remember the original Animal Crackers that came out in a little package. Those were fantastic. Oh,
those are cracker crumbs, but yeah.
But it's the same thing, right?
Same blend, yeah.
Same blend. And, yeah, we talked about that. I was like, dude, they got to release this in a bigger ring gauge. And you're right. Yeah, the 60 came out. I think I did smoke the 60, and I remember liking it. But it's just, yeah, like you said, it's just too big of a cigar.
Just too big. And it's a strong cigar, too. So it's like kind of like smoking a Neanderthal. Like, it's good, but it's like, oh, man, pump the brakes, baby. Pump the brakes. Like, but then, so, yeah, so Animal Cracker, and then Tabernacle. And then of what I've smoked – I'm trying to think. I'm trying to remember all the companies like that I was around.
It's kind of hard to do.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to do because I don't. I mean, Tabernacle. I mean, that's just,
yeah. It's just, that's just it. Stop there. You guys, you're listening to Cigar Chat, brought to you live by Gurkha Cigars, brought to you live on CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world in the Armed Forces Radio Network. This third segment, Logan, is brought to us by who?
I believe it's brought to us by our good friends at Drew Estate, the Drew Estate Diplomat app. If you haven't downloaded it, you suck. I'm on it, and you better be. Back to you, Rob.
You haven't downloaded it, you suck. I like that. You are correct. We do have one more segment brought to us by someone else, but we'll get to that later.
Is that my read?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the one we haven't done.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. So of stuff that from IPCPR that I'm looking forward to, that I've got, and I'm going to review. I'm reviewing this one next week. I haven't smoked it yet. The La Aurora Preferidos double barrel aged. I'm really looking forward to that cigar. It's aged in rum barrels, and that
I don't really dig that at all.
That tickles me.
I just don't like. I can't tell you what cigar because I was sworn to secrecy. But there was a cigar, and I wouldn't say it's like famous or anything, but a cigar from a company that hasn't put out a lot of cigars over the past couple of years. And basically I found out one of the releases, and I remember smoking. I remember you and John just like going nuts over this cigar. And I was like, dude, I just don't like this cigar. Like, and I never could put my finger on why. I was like, I just don't like it. And then I found out that it was aged in rum barrels, and I'm like, well, there you go.
Yeah, well, it's if you don't like that flavor profile, and it doesn't impart a ton of rum or boozy kind of flavor to it, but there's
like it's not like flavor, no.
Yeah, no, it's not. But what I'm saying is, it does impact the flavor profile. So there are notes that you're going to pick up in there that if you don't like that stuff to begin with, and you're not a rum guy, so. That's probably not going to rub you right. I'm curious what cigar you're talking about. Are you talking about
I'll tell you offline.
Okay.
I'll tell you offline.
so that's one I'm looking forward to. Quesada Oktoberfest. I assume.
Ooh, another one. The freaking Matilde Quadrana or whatever it is.
We just Seth just posted a review of that today.
Dude, freaking wonderful.
It's legit?
Dude, for me it was legit.
Yeah, Seth posted his review and he gave it, spoiler alert, he gave it a 90.
It's really good.
You know what? I'll come clean. I haven't smoked anything from Matilde ever.
Dude, like, it's all Dominican stuff and I don't really dig it, but dude, this guy can blend a freaking cigar.
I'll have to look into that.
That cigar is freaking phenomenal.
I'll have to look into it. That's I haven't smoked anything from them, but they're on my list. Quesada Oktoberfest, like I said, the Nicaragua, the limited edition Nicaragua version. Last year was awesome in that kind of flying pig size. I don't know what else to call it. Was fantastic. And like I said, I didn't do a top 10 last year, but if I did, that would have been my cigar of the year. I loved that cigar and want to try this year's version. The Maya Selva Grand Presse, it's their Maduro. They ramped up the strength in it a little bit and box pressed. I'm very eager to try that. These are all listed in my upcoming reviews. You guys don't know they're my upcoming reviews. I do. You don't. You'll see them when they come out. What else? Is there anything that you haven't smoked yet that you really want to get your hands on?
No. I mean, dude, there's not really anything I can't get my hands on. Like,
well, I mean, but maybe you have your hands on it, but you haven't smoked it. Like all these cigars that I just named, well, except outside of the Quesada, I have all of them. I just haven't smoked them yet.
It's going to sound weird, but I'm really, even though I have one, I haven't smoked it yet, is the Crossier Donkey, the enormous, whatever they call it, 68 or whatever.
I think it's just called the enormous. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, enormous. And I'm very curious to smoke it. And, ooh, dude, another cigar I forgot that I smoked that I freaking loved was the Espinosa Alpha Dog.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Dude, it was so good. but, yeah, is the enormous. Just because Santana is, like, a very classical guy and, like, very much attention to detail and very traditional. You look at all of his sizes. They're very traditional Cuban sizes, like, you know, nothing crazy. And then he does this, but it's not like a normal 6x66 or 6x60 that's like $8. Like, this thing's like $18. And I'm just kind of curious to see how it goes.
Okay, fair enough. I smoked his the Pennsylvania Avenue, his new release.
I smoked that. It's okay.
The one that I had, and I've said this about a few of the cigars that I've had since I got home, the humidification in my cabinet was jacked up. And I don't know how long it was jacked up for, because it may have been jacked up for like a week before I left for IPCPR, and then it was jacked up when I got back, and it took me a while to get everything situated. So it kind of spiked, and then it dipped, and it spiked. Everything's under control now. So that one actually burned kind of wet, so I need to revisit it. I didn't get quite through it. I think it was just because I over-humidified it myself. Yeah, getting those spikes in humidification is not a good thing. I'm looking on the list here. John, like, freaked out about the Nomad Martial Law. Have you smoked that yet?
Dude. I did not dig it.
Okay, John went nuts.
Dude, I don't know what he's thinking. Like, it's not a bad cigar, but it's just like... Thinking. I don't know what he was thinking, but like it wasn't good. I don't know. Right. No, I don't know. I just didn't like it, man.
No, that's fine. I mean, it happens. Let's see. I'm going to pull up his review here. It's the Toro. I think it just comes in one size and it's $12, which is expensive for Nomad. John gave it a 95.
Whoa. We need to rein these reviews in here, fellas. Like, come on.
Everything that I've reviewed so far has been really good. So there's that. So I know that I gave the Tabernacle a score close to that. And the Mi Querida was in the low 90s. And the Maestro del Tiempo was in the 90s. Logan, you're not going to like the Maestro del Tiempo. I don't know if you smoked it or not. it's not your profile, no. But it's right smack dab.
Ooh, speaking of
my wheelhouse, go ahead.
I'm sorry for interrupting. No, dude, when are you going to send me my leaded Lanceros?
I'm holding those hostage, baby.
Hey, man.
So,
okay.
let's see. Andre from VI.
VI.
When we were talking, I said VI. When we were sorry, I was a little bit flustered that you brought this up because I wasn't going to say anything about him ever. I was just going to.
I know. I've been thinking about him every day.
I know. That's why I wasn't going to say anything about it. So at the show, Andre says, "Oh, I know you guys love the leaded, which I've never even smoked the leaded before. I'll be straight honest. I've got one that Logan that you actually sent me because you loved it so much when it first came out, and I still have never smoked it." And he's like, "Oh, I know you guys loved it," and he says,
"He was talking about me."
Yeah, he was. And, well, but it's the community on Siegfried loves it as well. I mean, I know like.
Yeah.
A lot of guys post on the forums. I want to say Stefan smokes them all the time, but I could be confusing Stefan and Doug. I do that sometimes, and I don't know why, but I do. Just, there's certain people that I confuse with each other for no real reason. And I know one of them, maybe both of them, really enjoy that cigar. And he's like, "Oh, I make that in a Lancero just for myself. I don't sell it or anything like that, but I have some for you guys." And he's like, and so we're like, "Oh, sweet." And he's like, "Oh, well, I don't have them anymore. They're all gone. I gave them away." So he sent some to us, and Logan's share got sent to me. Everybody's share got sent to me, actually. So I sent some up to John because he's in Vegas. So I took the opportunity. All that stuff that Logan, I was going to send to you for John, I just sent straight to him in Vegas.
Okay, good. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah. So I've got these two leaded Lanceros for Logan that are on. They're on lockdown. And actually, I couldn't find them. When I was putting this package together for John, and I'm thinking, man, of all the crap that I'm supposed to send this guy, these two cigars, I know where my two are, because I had a package of them. There were six. I took my two and I put them aside. And I kept yours, all four of yours together, because I thought I was going to send it all to you. And I couldn't find it. And I'm thinking, man, my wife moved it. What happened? Now I'm going to have to tell these guys, look, I lost it. Sorry, you only
get one each. I'd have killed you.
I know. You guys, there would have been anarchy. It would have been like people would have freaked out. But I did find them. I mean, they were buried underneath some wine bottles, and they're a little bit squished, but everything's fine. No, they were just sitting in the humidor. They were just in a box I didn't realize they were in. So I've got them here, and you're fine. Let's see. We've got some questions here from zero to cash. So I'm gonna get into these questions here.
Let's see.
I can't answer this. And Logan, I don't know if you can either. Don't give it a shot. He wants to know about Rocky Patel. And Zero Two Cash says the Rocky Patel decades are awesome. Now, I remember the Rocky Patel decade back in the day was a fantastic cigar. I haven't smoked it recently. So, from what I understand, the blend changed somewhere along the line, but whatever. I may be misremembering, like Roger Clemens. He says, but are the Rocky 20 years just as good? Have you ever smoked the Rocky 20 years?
No, I gotta say, man, I'm just going to be brutally honest here with you, buddy. It's go pick up an Illusion Phantom.
Everybody should buy the Illusion Phantom. It's the greatest cigar ever.
It's honestly freaking phenomenal, but like seriously, go buy Illusion Phantom and the next day smoke whatever Rocky you want and tell me if you ever want to smoke Rockies again.
Well, okay, let's rein that in a little bit, because I don't know if that's
a true statement.
I don't know if that's exactly fair, but
okay.
Well, I mean, look at it.
Smoked a Rocky. The last Rocky I smoked was a 2003 vintage Cameroon, and I am the kind of guy, I'm frugal enough where I will smoke through every cigar, like even if it's bad. Like I've never, on like one hand, I can tell you all the cigars I've had to throw out because it was just like. Oh, dear sweet Jesus. And the 2003 Cameroon was on that list.
Okay. Yeah, and but that doesn't mean that all Rocky Patel cigars suck.
No, the Prohibition is actually halfway decent.
That Prohibition, I think the Broadleaf was the one that I kind of freaked out about when I did that blind review.
You went bad.
That was a good cigar. so to say, I would look at it from a standpoint of availability. Maybe it's easier for Zero Two Cash. I don't know. I don't know him. I don't know where he is. But maybe he can go down to his shop and get all the Rocky Patels he wants, and they don't have any Illusione. Maybe they don't have any Phantoms. Whatever. So,
well, then you need to go to your shop owner and tell him to start carrying the Illusione Phantom.
Okay. Well, anyway, the point that I'm making is he's not trying to compare those two cigars. He's trying to compare the Rocky Patel and the Rocky 20 Years. I've never smoked the Rocky 20 Years. The new Rocky that's coming out, that when we talked to him at the show, and I think John is doing a review, the 55, that cigar looked pretty cool. I don't know what the blend is or anything like that. And Coop actually is – Coop's watching. Yay. He says that the Rocky Patel 20th in the Lancero is really good. So there's that. I haven't smoked it. Maybe I'll look to track some down, and we'll go from there. Zero Two Cash follows up. He says, what about the Millennium? Is it worth $100? I don't know that any cigar is worth $100.
No cigar is worth $100.
So that's got nothing to do with Rocky Patel or anything. I don't think any cigar is worth $30. And I don't know if it's me being frugal is the term that you used, or I mean, I enjoy cigars, and there's cigars that I'll gladly pay for. I mean, we buy cigars all the time. I bought the Phantoms. And I imagine that's a cigar that I'll gladly pay price for. But I mean, $100? I don't think so. I'm more likely to pay that to try like a rare whiskey or a rare scotch, something like that, than I am to do that on a cigar, which doesn't really make much sense, because if I spend $100 on a pour of whiskey, it's not going to last me as long as a cigar. So you could look at it that way. I don't know. That's cost prohibitive to me.
It's just, I mean, like, my point again about cigars, right? Like, there are some cigars that don't use very good tobacco, but most of the cigars in the boutique world use decent tobacco. So, like, I mean, I can name 100 cigars under $10 that I would rather smoke that are, in my humble opinion, unless you just have the most phenomenal palate on the face of the earth, then, like, what's the point? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what's the point?
It's funny.
There's no point.
No, my wife and I run another website called mixedandmash.com, and she's doing...
Speaking of, how's that doing? I see you're very active on that site.
We haven't been lately, I'll tell you that. It's been about... I think we haven't posted in about a month.
Uh-oh.
No, it's... Well, we went on vacation. I've got plenty of fodder, though. I'm going to write a lot about Oregon beer. But she's starting a new segment where she's going to talk about wines under $10.
Wonderful.
And when you start talking about cigars and wine, there's a lot of corollaries there. When you're talking about handmade products that, you know, with vintages and things, a lot of things can change. And palate comes in huge with wine as well, because there's a lot going on. There's a threshold for me with wine, because you can get up to wine where you're spending a couple $1,000 a bottle. And there's a threshold to me where it's like, and I've had some of that stuff. I've been lucky enough to try some of that stuff. And I'm just not educated enough to really know the difference. My palate just says, hey, this is good, and kind of stops there. It's like when it's 110 or it's 120, it's just hot. I can't really feel the difference between the two. So it's kind of like that. I don't know if that analogy makes sense. Real quick, you're listening to Cigar Chat, brought to you by Gurkha Cigars, broadcast live on CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world in the Armed Forces Radio Network. This final segment, Logan, is brought to us by who?
That's a great question, Rob. Who is it brought to us by?
Our good friends at Fratello Cigars.
Oh, our good friends at Fratello Cigars. I don't have the reads in front of me, so I apologize, Omar, but this read will be much more fitting. Cigars. He's tall. He's big. Cigars are full of flavor. Fratello Cigars. Smoke it when you're working for NASA like he did. Back to you, Rob.
Speaking of NASA, did you see that rocket that blew up today?
Yeah, dude, I know.
There's nobody on it, so I mean, nobody died.
I know,
as far as I know, but that explosion was pretty impressive.
Dude, I don't know, man. This makes me think that did we really send someone to the moon?
Real? It's kind of funny because it's not funny, but you mentioned Apollo 13, and that's one of my work movies I have on in the background, and I shot that on the other day. And I think all the stuff that was done to get those guys back, and then I'm looking at this rocket, and it's like they're just trying to send up a satellite and kaboom, you know? But hey, it happens. We've only got, what, like 5 minutes left?
I think it's less than that. I can look right now.
We've only got a few minutes left. So what else? What else?
3 minutes exactly.
3 minutes exactly.
You know, I've been doing a lot of soul searching, Rob. And, you know, I'm trying to cherish every day for the next, you know, a little under two years, because this great hobby that we have, we're in the death rattle of the golden age of cigars, potentially, unless we get some kind of crazy win out of Frank Herrera, which, Frank, I'm behind you, brother. But we'll see. But I've been trying to find other hobbies. I'm not like a huge drinker. Like, that's, you good. Know, like, I'm not really into that. Like, I live on a golf course, but my back, I can't play golf. Like, I'm just too fat and my back will hurt all the time. And it's too expensive. And I've been trying to get into something. And you know what? I think I'm on to the next big thing for Logan.
Yeah. And drum roll.
Drum roll. Thank you. Is coffee.
That's just what we need, is you more caffeinated. Well, Logan, you know. Logan, I like sleepy, grumpy Logan. I don't like Logan with a lot of energy.
Like, I'm too peppy. but I like it because I've been just doing, like, tons of research and, like, figuring out how to roast beans, and I just place an order for 15 pounds of green beans to roast.
That's a lot of coffee.
That's a ton of coffee. I'm going full bore because the reason I'm attracted to it, and not even that I really like coffee that much, but, like, I've never had good coffee. I realized that pretty quick. But I like it because it's very similar to cigars, like, in the sense of, is that they're not like a ban on beans, like current cigars. Like, you know, there's a lot of flavor notes that go into it. Like, there's a lot of the agricultural elements, a lot of the history. Like, it's just very interesting to me because I know nothing about it. So it's like kind of first when I'm discovering premium cigars.
Yeah, no, I dig the coffee. I started my hobby back in December, and it's beer. And I've got my double IPA, which I tasted it before it went to the bottle, and I'm really, really excited. It's exactly how I wanted it to taste. And it's got another week and a half in the bottle before I can try it. And my Imperial Stout, which came out like – really, really strong on the flavor side. It's super, super earthy, a lot of coffee in it. And it's because I used a grain that I didn't really realize I was using. So kind of a happy accident, just had a ton of coffee.
It was like an accident that turned out really good.
Yeah, well, I was limited with what I had access to at the time. I was using black malt, but they had like this, a different kind of black malt. And basically, ding, ding. Anyway, it had it's got a lot of flavor to it, but I can't open that for another week and a half. They open pretty much on the same day, and I'm thinking about, Dana's got to work on Saturday. I don't really have anything going on, so I might brew on Saturday. So we'll see. Oh, and I've got an Oktoberfest chilling in here, which is that's a lager, so it has to ferment at 50 degrees, so it's in the fridge, and it was supposed to come out. I mean, Oktoberfest beers, it's just a Marzen. And it's not super high in alcohol. Mine came out, like, I don't know what I did. I followed the recipe right. It wasn't my recipe. I did everything right. I cut it in half. So I did a more concentrated batch. And I must say, I did something wrong. And my alcohol level, it's like an Imperial Oktoberfest, which doesn't, that type of beer doesn't exist, as far as I know. So we'll see how bad that's going to be when I open that up.
It's a new market niche, my friend.
Yeah, there it is. I figured it out on accident. I think we're right up at the end of our show, which somehow we got through an hour without really talking about anything.
Hey, Rob, we can talk for another 4 hours. It's not hard.
No, so we'll be back next week. I believe we're going to have Quesada Cigars on next Thursday. And it won't be Terrence that we've had in the past, but we'll see what's going to happen. Well, we've also got Terrence booked for our pairing show coming up later, speaking of Oktoberfest. So thanks for everybody for tuning in. Everybody out there in the armed forces, I say it every week that I'm here anyway. You guys are built to do something. I'm not built to do. I have the utmost respect for everything you guys do. Thank you so much for your service to our country. And I hope that you were able to laugh at our lunacy for about an hour and get some downtime. We'll be back next week. You can find us on CigarFederation.com. Download the app if you don't have it yet. I don't know what to do for you. We'll see you guys next week. Yeah. Everybody have a great weekend. Stay safe.
And we're fucking back.
We're fucking
back. Dude, my video sucks dick.
It's horrible today.
I know. I think they're streaming goddamn Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood in there.
They're streaming like, what's Dora the Explorer?
We haven't quite gotten there yet. We're in Daniel Tiger, which is a cartoon make-off of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And this damn tiger, I just want to bitch slap him every day. I have to watch this shit. Like, it's fucking horrible. It's like, oh, we have to make a decision. Stop, think, and choose. And it gets stuck in your goddamn head. And like, Allie's like, I don't know what to do. And I'll go, stop, think, and choose. And she will get so pissed off. Oh, dude, it's awesome, though.
That's funny.
But yeah, dude, I don't know, man. I'm telling you, Rob, I think there's something to this house thing, man. If I can own a shed commercially, I'm going to rent this house. And, dude, think about having a 1,000-square-foot shed, dude, and you just brew out your beers, man.
That's appealing.
I know it is.
I don't know what in 1,000 square feet.
That's 10 by 10.
We could do some damage in there. As far as I don't know.
No, actually, it'd be 100 by 100. 100 by 100.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, that's. I don't know how many barrels we could do in there. I haven't done research on that scale. But I mean, we'd be talking about instead of 5 gallon batches, I'm doing 100 gallon batches.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
At least. I mean, we're doing, you know, but again, I'm so far from knowing any of that stuff that, just need to find an investor with, let's see, I don't know, probably about 30 grand to get going, maybe 40.
You need 30 grand for all the equipment?
Probably.
Really? Well, is that much?
Well, the thing is you only have to buy the equipment once.
Well, that's true.
Harley Holmes says, dude, build an estate that has water.
Yeah,
well, it's water's not important. Could be interesting. I need somebody to run the business side of the business,
and that's what I'm wonderful at, Rob,
because I don't know if I could go into real business with you.
Yeah. We could never. No. I mean, like, if this was ever to come to fruition, which it won't, so I don't know why we're talking about it, but it would be a thing where it's your business, and then you would just pay me to help you do the business stuff, and that's about as far as it would go.
You'd be my business manager.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, you'd deal with paying people and
invoicing, paying, doing the book,
and I tell you product. I tell you, I need this grain and this blah blah blah. You do all the ordering and all that bullshit. I'd be the brewmaster. That's it. I'm making the beer.
That's it. That's all you do.
And you do everything else. I can live with that.
Dude, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, man. Like, not that we're gonna get this house, but if we do, like, dude, we could easily. Because the way it's set up is there's like a lot of open space behind the house. We're going to put a pool and all that because it doesn't have a pool. And I have to have a pool because I've already had one. Then there's like probably a good gap with a bunch of trees. But then behind that, it's open. So like I bet you we could probably put in like a 2,000 square foot building. Like not that I'm going to, but like, I mean, it's a ton of fucking space. Like,
so there's a building that's already there though, right?
There's one shed that's there that'll probably become the Cunt Cave version 2.
There's no building. Oh, so it's not. The building isn't going to exist yet.
No, but there's going to be one built because there'll either be something cigar related in it. There'll be something coffee related in it. There'll be something like that'll be, or, you know, hell, it might become a, you know, might raise puppies. I don't know. Who fucking knows, Rob?
Don't do puppies. Puppies are fun, but there's no money.
Puppy mill, dog.
Oh, come on now. There's no money in puppies. Well, that's not true. If you're breeding the right kind of dog, you're making money.
You're doing labradoodles. You're making you're making fucking cheddar.
Making that cheddar. Yeah, no. That's,
you know how much those fucking things cost now?
Dogs are expensive.
Dude, I'm crazy.
I'm never going through a breeder again. From moving forward, I'm rescuing dogs. That's all I'm going to do. And I want to rescue all of them. I don't want to deal with people. I just want dogs. I want to make beer and have a bunch of dogs. That's it.
Dude, I'm telling you, and you could run like a daycare, doggy daycare center out the back of the house, Rob. Hell.
Yeah. Hey, those are a big thing, man. They're everywhere.
Dude, they are.
There's a big one in San Francisco that's, oddly enough, right next to like a homeless shelter. And it's huge. It's gigantic. And I didn't realize what it was. I drive by it every day. And it's like the size of a warehouse, but it's a doggy daycare. And there's people always in and out, in and out, in and out. They must be making – what's the overhead in something like that? Nothing.
Depends if you own nothing. I mean, it's kind of like if you own the land, you know, there's nothing.
I mean, your overhead is rent. That's it. You're not providing food, I would imagine, because every dog is eating something different. Your overhead is just, you know, whoever your employees are, which for the most part is going to be you until you make enough money to hire somebody. We could have a brewery out there, and I wouldn't even need to be there full time. I just fly out there once a month.
Yeah, that's not how that's going to work.
That's exactly how it's going to work. I'll fly out there once a month.
I need a friend.
we'll get you a robot.
And I already got one of those that cleans my floor, dog. I don't need a robot, and I need someone to rent my house.
Yeah, there you go. Anything else?
Dana, that's a great proposal.
Okay. Yeah, well, put together a business proposal, and we'll go from there. Portland was awesome, dude. I loved Portland. We had a blast. I posted a lot of beer and stuff on Facebook, and everybody was like, dude, all you did on your trip was drink beer and eat donuts, which isn't necessarily true. Voodoo Donuts.
Did you like Voodoo Donuts? It's in Austin.
Though they have one in Austin, too. Dana got... What did she get? It's funny. There was a Snickers one, and I was going to take a picture and make
it. Oh, don't do it. Don't do it, Dana.
Post it up and attach it for you. I forgot to. I was driving. The Snickers one was okay. They had one that had, like, it was called Grape Aid or something that had just, like, grape pixie sticks poured on top of it, and it was actually really good. But the Captain Crunch was the best one from them. It had the Captain Crunch and the crunch berries on the outside of the donut.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was good. But we went to another one called Blue Star. And this was a bit
I've never heard of that one.
Blue Star was, I think they've got two locations, and it was a bit more high end. They were expensive, but they had one that was like, it wasn't lemon custard, but it was like a lemon custard filled. Oh God, forget about it. They had a PB&J one that had like the powdered peanut butter on the outside and jelly on the inside. And then one that was like, one that was rosemary and bourbon or something. And they were really interesting. The donuts were better there, I think. And the coffee was better there.
At Blue Star?
Yeah. The coffee at Voodoo sucked. But they did have a coffee up there called Stumptown. Their coffee was great.
Stumptown Brewers. It's a good craft coffee brewer. I've actually been researching them.
Yeah, I mean there's money to be made, man. We can, and that's the beauty about coffee and beer. There's a lot of cross-pollination there.
It's true. The only good thing about coffee is there's no – it's kind of like cigars is now. Like, I've already found wholesalers that I can buy from, and, like, not that this is even going to happen. Like, the chance of me starting a coffee website and brewing or roasting beans is very nil. But, like, if I did, like, it's like the barrier to entry on that, on coffee, is like it is to cigars. As long as you got money, you can go get a cigar made. Like, that's not hard.
Any idiot can do it.
Any idiot can do it. like that's for sure. But like with beer, not any idiot can do it commercially. Like the barrier to entry is way too high, I think, because you got to get your permits, liquor distribute. I mean, all this shit. Like it's way beyond. Like I could do coffee out of my house. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, it's true. Well, I think as far as making, at least in California, there's certain standards that have to be involved in the place that you're making it. If that makes sense.
You got to have like fire shit, like, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Well, like you can't have pets and stuff like that in the location. So there are certain, like you can't just make it in your kitchen. As far as I know, it might be different with coffee because you're roasting it or whatever. I don't know. But like with if you want to make like Dane and I are toying with the idea of doing simple syrups and bitters and things like that. And I can't just make that stuff in my kitchen. When you're packaging something like that that people are going to consume, there's certain criteria that have to be met. Usually, like at least around here, there's places that we can go to and like rent kitchen space for an hour.
Really?
If we want to go and make some simple syrup, we can rent a kitchen space and make it there and package it there.
Okay.
So that way it's made there, it's packaged there, so it's certified or whatever the fuck. I don't know what the terminology is, but you know what I'm saying?
Like food grade type stuff, yeah,
exactly. So like if you're going to, let's say you're going to like a local farmer's market and you're selling hummus, for example. Dude, I love hummus, by the way. Dana makes this lemon hummus, the recipe's up on the website. It'll change your life. It's so fucking good. And it's super easy.
Dude, she needs to come to the farmer's market in Austin and she would just fucking wreck shop.
Dude, there was one on the Portland State campus. It was huge. It was a big, big deal. And they had the best. I'd never had huckleberries? No, Marionberries.
They look
like tiny little grapes.
Right.
They were fantastic. Marionberries. They're fantastic. But it was they had a big one. There's big ones. I mean, there's especially around here with all the craft type stuff in this area. Berkeley has a huge farmer's market. Alameda has a really big one. But I imagine the one in Austin is just as big because the community is very similar. But to do something like that, like if you want to make hummus and package it and sell it at your local farmer's market, you can't just make it in your kitchen. At least here. You have to go to...
I think it's different in Texas.
It may be. I think everything's easier to do in Texas.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, just look at your cigar tax, right? It's like 50% of wholesale. Texas, it's one penny per cigar.
Makes sense. That's why a lot of people are based in Texas, huh?
Well, exactly.
There you go.
And there's no state income tax.
Really?
No. God, dude, this is why everyone, most Fortune 500 businesses are based in either like Delaware, that's for legal reasons, but for here in Texas, because there's no state income tax, or there's no state income tax, like tax on businesses are very low. Like, yeah, I mean, dude, it's like we're wild fucking west out here.
So we're moving to Texas. Moving to Texas and I'm buying a gun.
Dude, you should.
Conceal and carry out there?
Fuck yeah, you can.
Yeah? I think you can do that here, but it's like you have to get a blessing from Jesus and all the saints.
Oh, no. Here it's like you go take a class and like practice shooting, and then they're like, here you go.
No, there you go buy a computer and you get a gun. It's like,
I mean,
you
know, kinda.
With every $100 you spend at your grocery store, you get a free handgun.
Remember the big thing, and I got to go, but the big thing, it was like maybe 5 or 6 years ago where it was like get a free gun with every car or something.
Yeah.
That actually happened in Missouri, like literally 30 miles away from my hometown.
That's funny.
That was fucking awesome. And I'm like, yeah, that's a kind of white trash fucking idiots that live there.
That's funny. That's it. Dane and I are moving to Texas, man. We'll rent your place for like $500 a month.
Yeah,
and we'll go from there.
Yep. Nope.
No, not so much.
All right. Dude, listen. No.
It's not that cheap.
It's not. Dude, it's compared to what – I can't remember what you pay, but like I think it's will be on par with that, and it's probably double the size of your house and has a massive backyard. You have your cunt cave, and you have a pool.
Well, the cunt cave is exactly what I need before I move anywhere. That's a prerequisite. Let me see. Before you go, we kind of got through all these questions. There's some random stuff. But we'll be back next week with Quesada Cigars. And then moving forward, there's a couple weeks where I won't be here, Logan. Okay. So you'll be running the show by yourself. But I'll make sure I get good guests for you for those weeks. With John. And because we do have some – I've got a couple of weekday baseball games coming up. And then October, it gets squirrely again because the Giants are kind of pretending like they're a good baseball team. And who knows what that's going to happen. But yeah, we definitely have Quesada coming up next week and more regular shows moving forward. I know we missed a few weeks here and there with travel and stuff, but we'll be back on a regular schedule. And that's it.
Done.
Cool. And we'll We're trying to figure out giveaways like we were doing them before.
We're working on it.
We're working on it. Hopefully that will continue. And then, yeah, that's going to be it. Cool. All right. So we'll be back. Everybody, thanks for checking out on the Cigar Chat. Thanks to all of our podcast listeners out there all around the world. We're in 758 countries. There aren't that many countries. But we're in a fair few of countries.
We're in a lot of them.
We're in a lot of them. Terps and Caicos, I think, was the one. Was
great
the
country.
One? I don't even know where that is, but I believe we have listeners there, so thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you guys on CigarFederation.com.
See you later, bitches.